Well, good afternoon. We're all awake. We aren't taking our afternoon siesta after lunch. Okay. I was given 5 minutes and said maybe I could go over a couple of seconds. But since I'm legally blind, I have a reader, and Joanne is going to read our scripture today in James chapter 1, verses 22 to 26.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
Maybe you've heard these words before, and maybe you've taken them to heart, and maybe you haven't fully understood what they mean. First of all, I assume that we can all hear, right? I know my hearing's not as good as it used to be, and I'm legally blind, but my mind's working most of the time, except when I go to another room and wonder why I'm there. But that's part of aging. And I just want to start by saying, I think the scriptures are for all people. Now, in this room, we may have people called seniors. I heard these birthday things, like 50 and up, maybe 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, whatever. You've been labeled a senior. And what I want to do is take this and direct it to seniors. Because I am very convinced, having been saved at the age of 45, that the churches today are not what they used to be. At least churches I've been. And this, I've only been here a few months. But I'm talking about churches all over the country. And conferences I've attended to and whatever else. And I have noticed that seniors have been pushed into a corner. Maybe you don't feel that way. But I think that's happened a lot. So I want this to be a sobering but an encouraging message for all of us. We can hear, but do we listen? Now, if the ear is working, okay, fine, sound's going in. But what do you need to put with that in order to gain some comprehension? And that is your mind. If our mind is not engaged, we can hear, but it's not going to go any farther. We're not going to have any comprehension. And that's what this mirror is about. The mirror is the Bible. It is the Word of God. It's not going into the bathroom looking at the mirror and saying, oh my gosh, that's not what I think I look like. And so you dig into the cupboards there and you start smearing a lot of stuff in your face so that you don't look the age that you are. Now, God has gifted us, by the way, in aging. Now, society is not into that, of course, because they're into cosmetics and that. But why worry about aging? You know what God is doing, and don't take this negatively, but really, He is preparing us to go home. And I'll tell you, I used to think, well, I'm going to still be young. I had a young mind until about 2 years ago. And all of a sudden, when we were in an auto wreck, got rear-ended, and my neck got sprained, and then my hearing went, things started going. And I thought, maybe the Lord's getting me ready. Well, He is getting us ready. But as we look into His Word, what do we see? That's what it is. So we hear a message, you go to church, hear a message, go to Bible study, or hope you're reading the Bible yourself, and you read it, and once you close the book, you forget. That's what He's saying. You forget. Why? You heard. Do you read to yourself out loud? Not because you're a senior and you're getting senile. That's not the issue. When you read out loud, you are also seeing and hearing. And comprehension will increase. I'll tell you that. Secular research will prove recall based on different things. One is, if you hear it and combine it with seeing it, you will double the recall from about 15% to 30%. But what God says here is do it, apply it. And when you apply it, it will go to 80% or up. It's the application. Why? Because it becomes part of you. It becomes part of your life. That's what he's talking about. So think about this now. Looking into God's Word, it's supposed to be a mirror and it's supposed to reflect what? Into our minds. Does this fit? You know, if I go and hear a true message based on God's Word, and I don't get convicted somewhere, then am I really listening and willing to apply? Or am I looking into a mirror that is what I want it to be? Because what does it say in the second verse? Looking into the mirror, how? Intently. You just can't pick up the Bible and read a few verses and close it. If you're like me, you leak like a sieve. Satan wants to take it away from us, doesn't he? You have to work at it. When I became a Christian at 45, for the many first years, I had a notepad and I took notes during church. I did. And I'd go home and study those. Maybe you have a devotion book. And there are many wonderful ones, and they have a little story and all that based on one verse. And if that is what you're doing, you're not looking into the Word of God intently. Somebody else did, wrote the devotional. Take that verse that it's based on and read that whole section of the Bible. Then you're looking at it intently, and then you're asking God, what do you have for me? I get convicted sometimes that I'm doing the right thing. Do you think that conviction is always negative? No, it's not. It's all love. God convicts. We're not talking about condemnation. Romans 8:1 says what? There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. We're talking about conviction. When you have an ache and a pain, and I had a situation in my arm, no aches and pain, but I saw a little red dot. And I had some other things there, and I thought, well, they look kind of bad. I went to a dermatologist, and he said, I'm glad you came in. If you had waited a little longer, this cancer would have gotten to your bone, and your days would be over. See, the Lord used many things, because I guess he wasn't ready for me yet. And that can be true of all the things in God's Word, that they're not just there because God is trying to make us feel uncomfortable for no reason at all. It's the same thing with the physical body, because it shows us something isn't right. So, looking in it and intently, what is it going to do if our heart is right? We're saying, God, I don't know how. Maybe somebody's going to ask you, over here, Mary Bell, maybe ask you next month or down the road to do a devotional. And you say, well, I don't do that kind of stuff. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a teacher. I don't know the Bible very much. We all, as believers, should be able to give some kind of a devotion. We should be able to give a testimony of what God has done in our life or whatever. Take some verses and say, this is what God has shown me. This is how it is related into my life. Then it ends by saying what? You're going to be blessed. Now, why does God bless me and bless you? So we can keep it in? No. So we can be a blessing to Him and other people. And this is where I want to really go. We as seniors have a lot to offer. If you are still breathing, you're not through. The only time you're finished is when you exhale for the last time. That's called expiring, right? When you expire. You may be sick in the hospital, whatever, you can still pray. And don't think praying isn't important. Do you have grandchildren? Maybe some of your great-great-grandchildren, Joanne does. Grandchildren, grandchildren, whatever. What kind of a world are they living in? And how are they going to stay pure and not get into it and get destroyed, as I've seen so many? Prayer. And what about wisdom that you have gained? What does it say in Timothy? That the younger women are to look to the older women as examples and for wisdom. And the same with the young men to the older men. Well, if we have all the older women and all the older men sitting in this room and all the kids over in that room, how's that going to work? You see? And you have families, but you also have neighbors who have families. Maybe you take transportation and buses and stuff, and you can meet other people there. That's what we're to be, aren't we? To be salt and light. So please don't think you're retired. No, retirement is not biblical, right? It's expiring, not retiring. And I want you to come alive with these verses. Exactly. Because if you have bought the big lie, not just the golden ear one, but the big lie that you're living in the twilight of your life. Have you been, anybody been told that? You're in the twilight? Well, what is that? That's the sun setting. So as you approach physical death, the sun is starting to go down. It's getting darker and darker, and then bye-bye. Right? That's the world. And certainly it will be that for the unbelievers. It will be darkness. You know what the Bible teaches? The morning star shall rise. The morning star is what? Literally, it's the sun. Figuratively, it's Jesus Christ. So as you pass out of this world, what are you going to experience? Not a sunset. You're going to experience a sunrise. And that sun is going to get larger and larger and brighter until two angels usher you into the presence of God, Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. But while we're still living, we need to check that mirror. We need to check that word and not give up, because the world is changing around us and many churches have changed around us. All sorts of things are happening. And if you study in the scriptures, I think it's in Thessalonians and Timothy, we will live in the apostate period when people will fall away from the truth. We grew up where we had the truth a lot. There is truth still around, but the point is, we must stay in the scriptures. And as seniors, don't give up. Don't feel we turn our church over to the younger people, whatever else. No. What does it talk about elders? It certainly is maturity, but it's physical age as well. God has a purpose for us. I wish I could give this message to all seniors in all churches who sit in groups. I'm not complaining about this group, but sit in groups like this, and we get together, and then we feel that there's no purpose for us. Do you have that trouble sometimes? Find, what purpose do I have? You'll be surprised if you will follow God's word, what He will do in your life. I ended up being a pastor some years back. Never ever thought, I was an educator, I was a college professor and things like that. Never ever thought that God would lead me on mission fields and have all the experiences I've had. Never did I ever think of that. When I went to college for my first degree, I tried to pick a major where I didn't have to take speech, because I was afraid to speak in front of people. Outside, it was different. That was act too active. I used to get in trouble in Sunday school. So, but really, I tried to pick a major I wouldn't have to learn to speak. And yet, God took me into career. My whole career was based on speaking. Before I got up here, I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to say. I meditated, prayed over it, and things like that. But I tell you, I can be just as fearful if I focus on myself. What are they going to think? No, Jesus, I want to know, what are you going to think? Is this a blessing to you? Is it true to your word? Am I standing on your word? Am I standing on the promises of that word? And I have to tell myself sometimes every day when it's so hard to get out of bed because of all the pains that continues to come. And I keep thinking, well, if it's this way this year, if I live on, my dad was over 100, what am I going to be like by then? You think of that? That fear, what does the Bible say? Fear is a trap and a snare of the devil, not of God. Perfect love drives out fear. We need to trust God, don't we, as we get, quote, older or closer to that sunrise. And I just pray that all of us are prepared for a sunrise, not a sunset. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the time we've had today. We thank you for your word, how powerful your word is. It's not us. It's your word. And you have given it to us, Father. It will be in eternity. This world is passing away, but your word will stand forever, Father. And we thank you for that. We thank you for everybody who's here today. And if there's anybody who has doubts about their life right now, If they're left alone, if they lose a spouse, lose their best friend, all those things, I have that at times, Father. And yet we know that you will provide. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. He is the author and he's the perfecter of our faith. And it's in his name, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.